This is Devin Swank from Sing Wasugabug, and you're listening to Dynacology.
Do you ever fantasize about being killed? About all the different ways of dying?
Is it to awaken and heal the passing of time? Or is it the failing beat of your own heart?
They learned parts of a dismembered female body had been found in a remote corner of San Bernardino County. Why was her skull left outside a local restaurant? And where is the rest of her body?
Death is only the beginning.
Welcome, welcome to Dynacology. I'm your dynacologist, Corey Gorechrist, former co-host of Phantasm Podcast. Now, what is dynacology? Well, when I started Phantasm with my co-host 6+ years ago, our initial goal was to bring horror and death metal together, sew it together, if you will. And, you know, in that time, we interviewed so many great guests, and we watched so many awesome movies, and had a lot of really fun experiences, and going to conventions, and just having a blast. So it was a really good time. But, you know, after a while, we kind of branched off and started interviewing bands and other subgenres of metal, and we started watching other films, which was great. You know, we had a good time regardless, and we had a lot of good conversations and interviews and experiences. But I want to go back to what I was initially starting with Phantasm, and that is strictly death metal artists. And but this isn't going to be about horror, and that there's going to be horror involved because it, again, it goes hand in hand with death metal in a way. But this is a podcast about the reality of death, the reality of morbidity and brutality and violence in the world. This isn't a glorification. What it is I want to pick these artists' brains, you know, pull their skull off and see what's inside there. Where does this fixation and fascination of death and brutality come from? And how are they able to channel it in a way so artistically where sickos like me and obviously you guys listening are passionate and stoked about, I guess. So that's my goal here, is to get personal, and I want to hear these artists' experiences and how, you know, their brushes with death and what they've seen, what they've witnessed, and while also sharing my personal experiences. And not only that, but each episode I'll be also talking about real death, you know, true crime. There's, you know, the news and media has no shortage of death and brutality and destruction. So I will definitely be talking about that and trying to analyze things. I'm no psychologist or anything. I'm a dynacologist here. But I think this will be a really eye-opening project for me and for the bands to be able to talk about this kind of thing on a personal level, because while we kind of glorify it by being death metal fans and wearing, you know, gory ass shirts and merchandise to represent our love for just the sick and depraved, you know, I think there's more to it than that, and I think it's not so much a fascination as it is just a way for us to wear death as a badge, because we're all gonna die someday. And death is all around us constantly. People are dying every second, every minute of the day. And we have to find our ways in this world to cope with that. And with these artists, they find ways and they can vividly describe millions of ways to kill somebody. And while we chant it and we love it and we scream it and we headbang to it, you know, I want to get deeper into this and figure out why, you know. Why are we so fascinated with this, and why is this a positive release, and where does it come from, and what have you seen? And that's pretty much the goal here.
So I really look forward to this branching out. This isn't going to be a full-fledged episode. This is just going to be an interview. Just wanted to give a quick introduction. And for my first, my inaugural guest of Dynacology, I wanted no one else for this to be my first guest, is Devin Swank of Sanguasuga Bog. He was also in Limb Splitter. He's in Tomb Sentinel and his new group, Earthburner, with Jeremy Wagner of Broken Hope. Check them out. But I interviewed him at the Masquerade in Atlanta, and it's one of my favorite haunts to interview bands. It's a great venue. Staff's always great. They're currently on tour with Jesus Peace, Gag, and Peeling Flesh, so be sure to go on tour and catch them, buy some merch, and help these artists get around the country. And I know Sanguasuga Bog's also going to go back to Europe soon, and they're busy guys. They're always on the road. They're always chilling. They're great guys, so definitely show your support. But yeah, Devin is one of my favorite guests I've ever had on Phantasm, and he's been on a lot, and he was happy to start this new project with me and be my first guest. So thank you, Devin, so much. And we get into it. We talk about personal shit. We talk about the show. We talk about the tour. But then we get into some real death. And it's a really good interview. And we hope you enjoy. And thank you in advance for listening. And be sure to like and subscribe and share. And follow all those bands on social media as well. And help them support. So I just want to say formally welcome to Dynacology. And thank you all so much for your support with Phantasm over the years. And we hope that you enjoy this new project. I said it's just me. I'm the Dynacologist here. So, you know, like I'm going to die, I'll die alone. I'm doing the podcast alone. So look forward to it. And don't die yet, because I want you to take this ride with me. It's going to be a gory ride. So strap in so your head doesn't fly off. Right, everyone, this is a new podcast. This is Dynacology, Corey Gorchrist, and who better to have for my first guest than Devin of Sanguasuga Bog. Devin, it's always good to talk to you and catch up with you, man. And before we get into the nitty-gritty, talk about the show real quick. I sold out show at the Masquerade in Atlanta with, you know, Gag and Peeling Flesh and Jesus Peace. So hell of a show, man.
Yeah, man. It's been a sick one, especially this show in particular. I love playing Atlanta. You know, every time we've at least headlined Atlanta, it's sold out. I think all but one time, even on support, like it's been all sellouts. I think the only time it wasn't was when we were here with Dying Fetus and Suicide Silence. But it's been a lot of fun, man. It's crazy to think that, you know, not having more than 3 weeks off for an entire year, but still finding joy. And I mean, I'm shot as an individual. I'm a shell of a human being. Yeah, but yeah. I'm here. I'm ready to rock.
Fuck yeah, dude. And caught up with you at LDB. That set was fucking insane. Probably the best I've seen you guys play. I've seen you a lot. And that was really cool to see, you know, like a hardcore, you know, fest, and the kids there and the people there just go off for you guys. And that was really cool to see that, you know, because you guys get some like mixed bills, or you have some hardcore bands on there. You know, you guys have Tour with Terror and, you know, so, but seeing that at like an actual hardcore fest was pretty fucking insane. And, you know, I was just proud of you guys for throwing it down, and everybody was into it. The whole crowd was a fucking pit, and like stage diving like crazy. So that was awesome too. So I guess talk about that experience.
Yeah, I mean, we're no strangers to playing hardcore shows or hardcore festivals for that matter. Like, you know, last year we played Sound and Fury in LA, and that was, I still think that was the craziest show we've ever played as a band. you know, and that energy, like when I see a bunch of people, that's when like the wheels come off and I'm ready to fucking go bare bone and just like release everything that's within us and hopefully put on a good enough show to make people want to fucking get involved and start moving, start pushing people, start dancing, whatever they like to do. And yeah, man, you know, it was cool. You know, was there for both nights of the fest. Got to catch a lot of friends. You know, we're no strangers to that kind of scenery. So being in there wasn't too much out of our element. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah, dude. Then I guess you know, the Phantasm, we were like horror and, you know, death metal combined. But for this one, my...
Hey, we're going to Bucky's.
Hell yeah, dude. Get that brisket.
Oh yeah, I forgot they have them in Florida.
Yeah, I got that. I've never had their barbecue like turkey sandwich. That shit was fire.
Oh, that's sick.
So good.
That.
As good as fuck. If you find it, I can hit it up. But yeah, what I wanted to do for this podcast, do something a little bit different. So it's Dynacology, fun play on words, but really just want to talk about actual like mortality and like death, you know, like and our, you know, if you want to get personal with your own experiences, you can. That's not really the point of it, but uh-huh. That's something you can talk about if you want to. But really just how death metal is and our fascination with death and horror and gore and like, you know, myself as a writer, I love that shit. Like I'm just naturally kind of drawn to that,
yeah,
kind of dark place in the world, and you know, always been that kind of person. So you know, with songs like, you know, Dragged by a Truck and Gored in the Chest and Dead as Shit, I mean, I just really kind of talk about your fascination or, you know, your ability to tap into that side and kind of come up with concepts for that, like what really makes it something you can tap into, kind of.
For sure. Yeah, you know, when I was younger, you know, I remember being very young and my parents were always watching horror movies, and I would have to run in my bedroom and like yeah, turn on my TV or turn on some music to try to like, you know, muzzle the sounds of the movie that's playing like downstairs from me.
Yeah.
But you know, as I grew older, like I tried, I became just more interested in it and intrigued and, you know, was free to like scare myself, try to watch something that would frighten me. And I think at that time, like if it was the most shocking hit, that was the stuff that drew me in. You know, nowadays, like gore's cool, but you know, I don't know if I'm too as fascinated with seeing it,
yeah,
as I am reading about it.
Sure,
because yeah, I feel like reading can take your imagination and run wild with it. Yeah. And you know, now that I'm on the road a lot, I don't have a lot of time to like watch movies or anything. So like been diving into like true crime podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's like, it's scratching another like niche that like, mm-hmm, I never knew I had. So like it used to be just like movies all the time. Now it's like, oh, this shit actually happened.
It's like reality.
Like I went on a rampant, like just watching that 19-year-old kid who he killed some destitute in another town.
Yeah.
Some homeless man, and he tried to keep the body like in his like closet for like for 3 years so the body could dissolve into a skeleton. And I'm watching his interrogation, and there's something clearly mentally wrong with him.
Sure,
like from the moment they start asking him his name, like
yeah,
he's just trying to get his like day in the spotlight.
Right.
And I'm just like, man, you know, that's fucked up. And then as you get older and there's more personal life experiences, like as far as death and,
yeah,
you know, you see people that are suffering from cancer.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you just had a friend that OD'd, or you just had a friend that was killed in whatever kind of circumstance. And
yeah,
the way you process that, the way you think about it, whether you're putting yourself in their shoes or you're thinking outside or you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I just like to take all of that and make it very blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
You know, not so much as a fantasy as more it's so like, holy fucking shit, like
yeah,
it went that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, like a lot of bands you know, deceased, necrophagia, mortician.
Yeah, absolutely.
They like to write about like necrophiliacs and,
yeah.
You know, I was just like, yo, like, why don't we just like make a song about this guy is a cuck of a dead person. Like he likes to watch his wife, like get off fucking a dead body. Like she's into it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how we wrote like Posthumous Compersion or how about we write like blowing your nut in a dead guy's butt and sucking it out, you know, so felching filth and the list goes on. And so I, you know, I just like to, I think it's like my ignorance, like showing through. It's like, there's different ways to write about that particular kind of subject. And I'm so much into like brutal death metal that I, you know, I cover that ground and stuff too. Like, like the, like Mortal Decay and, you know, the shit that they were writing about was absolutely fucking nasty. Same with internal bleeding, like talking about killing people as a, like a sacrificial thing for some dark, like Lord entity that they're making up, you know? And I like that kind of shit, you know, the occult and sacrifices, the you know, the grove and like all this shit that's actually like real.
Yeah.
You know, I've been like tapping into that lately. And then I think my love for, you know, 80s slasher horror, slapstick horror, body horror, and a lot of the indie horror, a lot of the A24 films, it's been really like taking my cerebral cortex and like putting it in a fucking headlock lately.
Oh yeah, dude. And it's good to get, you know, inspiration on the road too, you know, especially, you know, you guys have been to Europe and shit like that too. So you see a lot of different people, you see a lot of different things going on and things that maybe make you uncomfortable, you know. And so it's cool to have an imagination, but it's just wild that our imagination can go that far. I think a lot of people have it, but they don't talk about it or they don't tap into it because maybe they feel like, oh, I couldn't tell anyone that, like it's crazy. The fact that we do it, like, you know, fans of this genres or, you know, what you do is just, you know, you're like the one of the voices of it, like of this kind of level of the brain that we that you are good at tapping into artistically. And, you know, as a performance art. So that's, you know, I think it takes just a certain mind to do that. You know, maybe the horror thing is a part of it where you kind of got into it early enough where it kind of made you familiar. So it's not something that seems outlandish. And then you have a love for, you know, true crime, which a lot of people do. You know, it's pretty popular. So I think it's a good thing to tap into that morbid sense because it is our reality. It's like the most visceral part of our actual reality is death and like all the ways it can happen, you know?
For sure.
So, I mean, yeah, just, how you channel it and all that. And you make it fun, you make it brutal, and have a good time with it. And I guess that makes us maybe crazy or just, on top of reality more or less. So, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like to cover as much ground as I can. You know, whether it's fantasy or reality, you know, some songs I've written have been a little bit more like personable. You know, I've talked about like Mortal Admonishment.
Yeah.
You know, it's about, you know, my grandmother raising me, like, you know, when I was like 16, like my mom for a minute kind of like gave up on being my mom and I was kind of left like stranded, homeless for a minute, and my grandma took me in. And you know, so when she passed away, like processing that was like one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I decided to dedicate a song to her.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of songs are kind of like a realistic thing, but you know, a personal thing, but like blown out of proportion a little bit. Like,
differently.
Yeah. Like, Proclamation of the Frail.
Yeah.
You know, it's about like two people in my life that, you know, who would just treat you like absolute dog shit and then use their pittiness for themselves as like a crutch to them acting like the, you know, for it's like a their excuse of being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I don't want to hear that. The least you could do is be a decent human being to one another.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, you know, like I think as I grow older, you know, this genre has been, I don't want it to be hacky, you know, like all the this every it's literally the same song over and over again, you know. And I don't want to be that. I want to be someone original to myself, to us, but also at that same token, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right, you know. Yeah. So I try to stay true to the game, and then I try to put a little twist on things that need to be twisted. Yeah. So,
well, you're one of the truest in the game, my friend. And it's always good to catch up with you, talk to you, and always appreciate you coming on. And hopefully we'll have more conversations with this new podcast. And yeah, man, it was good talking to you. And appreciate you talking about some personal shit, some death. It's always you know, we don't really get to have like that kind of conversation. It's fun to talk about, you know, just the band, the road. I love to hear about that and records, and but to get to have some real talk is cool too. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do with this. So hopefully more people dig it and catch on, want to be a little personal. And yeah, man, it's great to have you. It's always good to see you.